Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back into the show. Just a heads up, Matt Cotrero, Royal Skipper, will join us at 9 o'clock. Talk all things Cags, all things Noah Cameron, all things Royals, what he felt in that locker room, what it was like to see Caglione celebrate with a Major League winning team. It's got to be good. Because Omaha, you don't have any, your roster's been depleted every other week. Noah Cameron's up here. Nick Lofton's up here. Caglione's up here. Rave's up here. Good luck, Jersh.
Yeah, right. But that's what it's about. You want to graduate these guys to the big league club. The ultimate goal is to get these guys, you know, to the big leagues. I mean, I think the number is, if you're a high school player, you have a 2% chance of making it to the big leagues. And the fact that the Royals are graduating all these players right now, hey, that's good, man. And they're not just graduating the players to fill roster spots. They're graduating players that are actually producing, and producing in a big way for this club right now.
Yes, sir. One thing we didn't get to, but we need to get to it. If we have Mac Morey's attention, we have Mac's burning football question. When it comes to Fesco and Dusty, because we are 93 days out. Again, Mac Cotrero at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to him all things Royals. We'll still talk Royals a little bit later, but it is 93 days out. Gilbert Brown days out.
What a great 93. He was fun. Him and Reggie White, man. That was a good duo.
Yeah, that was Sack and Fat. That's what they call that duo. Gilbert Brown, what a legend he was. But go ahead, Mac. Your burning football question, 93 days out until the NFL season starts for the Chiefs.
We talked Chris Jones and being underrated and his love. And then I kind of made me think, okay, who is the most underrated Chief of all time?
That's tough. Because I want to lean towards a guy that played a lot of time here. But then I also want to think of a guy that was here that maybe a lot of people don't give credit for what he did while he was here. Right? Like, I thought Terrell Suggs was good while he was here. Yeah. Now, it was the end of his career. He was, you know, ring chasing to get, you know, a couple more or one more. But his impact on this team was really good. Helped out defensively on third down, was a presence on the defensive line. I don't know if Terrell Suggs gets a lot of love that people, and again, he's not one of those Chiefs players that was here forever. So I don't know if it necessarily like counts. But that's one name that sticks out in my mind, at least.
I think I got a couple names when it comes to underrated Chiefs. Currently, I looked at the roster, right? The current roster. And it's Mike Dana. And for me, it's not even close. And that may be a bias by me. I love the way he plays. I don't think he gets enough credit.
Yeah, really good player.
5, 6, 7 sacks every single year. Seemingly makes plays when you need plays to be made. Like, I've loved this guy since they got him. And it's too bad he went to Michigan. But otherwise, we can get past that. And so he's just been a great player, I think, for Kansas City. Then they re-signed him and gave him that money. Like, look, Mike Dan is one of those guys that he doesn't get the headlines, but we need Mike Dan as much as anybody on this team. So I'm with him from a current standpoint. Mm-hmm. And from an all-time standpoint, there's a couple of names I'm going to throw out, and you're all going to roll your eyes at me and tell me I'm an idiot. The first one is Bobby Bell. I think as we move forward, people don't appreciate what Bobby Bell was all about and how great a football player Bobby Bell really is. And I think as in any sport, we forget about those old guys and what they did and how they dominated and whatnot. Bobby Bell's on my list, and I'm going to say this one. And it's Derek Thomas is on my list as underrated chief because I don't think people appreciate the entire package of Derek Thomas. People appreciate the sacks of Derek Thomas. People don't appreciate that he was the perfect player at the perfect time for this organization. And when they drafted him, he did everything to rebuild this franchise off the field and on the field. And that was very important. When Carl and Marty took over this franchise, they needed to find a way to get the fans back involved because nobody was going to games. Nobody was there. Nobody was paying attention. They were losers. They were about ready to move out of Kansas City. Cardi and Stefan. I'm sorry. Carl and Marty came in and they needed to rebuild the franchise. They needed to get people interested. How do you get people interested? Make people love your players. And the one thing that they did when they drafted Derek Thomas was like, you are going to do all of this community stuff. You are going to live here in Kansas City and you're going to be part of this community. Are you willing to take on basically rebuilding this franchise from the ground up and be the front man on that? Are you willing to accept our challenge? And DT said yes, and he was the perfect front man for that. There was nobody better that could have done and rebuilt this franchise better than what Derek Thomas did, obviously on the field, but the off-the-field stuff, living in the community, being here, his kids are here. Like, he became a Kansas Cityan, and that's what the Chiefs needed at that time, somebody to love up Kansas City and in turn have everybody love up the team. And Derek Thomas was the perfect player for that. If they don't draft DT, I know that was a great draft with like Deion Sanders and I think Troy Aikman and some other guys in that draft. Derek Thomas ultimately was the perfect fit. If they had whiffed on that pick and didn't take Derek Thomas with that pick, who knows maybe what would have happened to this franchise. I just don't think DT gets enough credit for the off-the-field stuff that he did to rebuild this franchise and take it to the level to where it is right now. That's where it all started. Because those guys were in the community all the time. Yeah. There would be the DT show and then this show here and that show there. Carl was doing shows. The coaches were doing shows. Every night there was a different show going on at bars and people were showing up and being part of that. And that all started with the drafting of Derek Thomas. So I think from that standpoint of creating a community and creating a love and a buy-in for the team, Derek Thomas doesn't get enough credit.
I don't think Alex Smith gets enough credit.
I think that's a good point too.
Yep.
I think Alex Smith is a guy that we talk about until your ears bleed, obviously, when it comes to the situation that was Mahomes and Alex Smith, as he was the mentor to Patrick, and Patrick always gives him credit for that. And we hear quarterbacks say, it's not my job to mentor a quarterback. Well, Alex Smith saw the guy throw a football one time and was like, okay, if I can just tell him what defenses are trying to do and use my smarts in the playbooks, Alex Smith will always be underrated because he was – you know, you talk about the team getting almost ran out of town before Derek Thomas. People wanted to run Alex Smith out of town.
Yeah,
and now people look back and they hear the prince that was promising Mahomes say, yeah, I'm not who I am without Alex Smith.
Has anybody's image changed more in Kansas City than Alex Smith's image? From an athlete standpoint, I know, you know, there's some people that maybe lost a team or two whose image have changed.
Tyreek's in the other direction.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. It's a good one.
That's a good one. Not as much as Alex, but yeah, that's a good one. Chris Kareem Hunt's kind of back in good graces now with everybody here. Obviously, Frank White went the other way.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Tyreek went the other way.
Him going the other way where, you know. I think
how many people were loving the peace sign, wearing number 10.
Oh, hell yeah.
Flip of a hat.
Yeah, I think people wanted to do that, but they knew he was helping us win. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. That's a hard one. That's a hard one to try to decide what you're going to do. Because Tyreek Hill as a person can kick rocks. As a football player, he's the greatest wide receiver that this franchise has ever seen to this point.
What about this name? Mitchell Schwartz.
Great call. I like that one. Yes. Thanks for texting in, Mitch. Appreciate it. Yeah.
No, he was fantastic. He was the best right tackle in the game for a couple years. He was amazing.
Yeah. He was so great in Cleveland, too. That tells you how good a player is. If you can like stand out playing for Cleveland, you must be really good. And as soon as he could leave, that guy jetted out of town.
Eric Fisher.
Good one. That's a good call, too. No, because nobody liked Eric Fisher, including my wife.
In 2012, 2016, 2017, people were like, yeah, Eric Fisher's good.
He was sold for me when he did the beer celebration at the playoff game.
Oh, that was awesome.
Crash, crash, boom. Yeah,
he grew up a lot, too, because when he was drafted, it was like, didn't feel like he wanted to play. I remember there was a story they had to call his mom to get her in here and to kind of read the riot act to him and all that kind of stuff. And then he turned the switch. He's been the best left tackle we've had since Eric Fisher. I mean, there's no question, you know?
Then I'll give you guys one more. What about current roster, Chuck Minahue?
It hasn't played enough for me, but I see what they're saying because when he does play, he does make a big impact.
Yeah, I think he's underrated. Yes, from a national perspective, no doubt he's underrated. I think in Kansas City, he's not. But yes, I think overall, I think Juju Smith-Schuster should be on that list as well.
Ooh, that's a nice
one. Specifically from, what was it, 3 seasons ago when he was the number one wide receiver?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a friend specifically who he and I just went back and forth. Yeah, anyone could have came in and done that. It's Patrick Mahomes. Like, no, the connection that was instantly created with Juju Smith-Schuster on those little comeback routes. It was a 3rd and 7. You know, those little timing routes, shoulder fade on the sideline. Like, him and Juju had that down in the first month of the season. So, yeah, Juju
was huge in that San Francisco Part 2 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the Philly, he got the call.
Yeah, he got the hold call.
He got in there with Bradbury.
These people that say anybody could do that, the older I get, the more I laugh because, no, you can't. Not anybody can do anything in sports. No. That's why we sit here and talk about it, because we can't do it, right? I watched Dusty play golf. He's a good golfer, right? He's not on the PGA Tour, but I look at Dusty, no chance I could do anything that he's doing on the golf course. Right? It just bothers me.
Kadarius Toney couldn't do it. Sky Moore couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Mecole Hardman couldn't do it.
Right.
Justin Watson couldn't do it. Marcus Valdes-Scantling couldn't do it.
You're talking about guys that are in the NFL that couldn't do something. You can put Sammy Watkins, in my opinion, on that list too. I'll always be a Sammy apologist. He was such an important player for Patrick Mahomes to have in that rookie year, that first year that he was a starter. Because, you know, it was the beginning of the washed Kelsey regime. So he needed somebody that he could, you know, throw to at that point in time. So, yeah, I think that there's some good names that are coming
really good
in
ones.
On those
lists.
Yeah. And I like the conversation, too, because it makes you think a lot about, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because the Juju Smith-Schuster one really is a good one. Like, he came back, too, at the right time.
Yes, needed him at the right time. Yeah.
Speaking of underrated, this might be an underrated tweet from BetMGM. They have the Colorado Rockies Stadium where they have retired numbers. They have Todd Helton 17. They have Larry Walker's 33. And then next to that, it says 2025, we won a series, as they won last night.
The 10th win? 11th win?
11 last 11. Night.
Okay, there we go.
Does it count? You beat the Marlins? But, I mean, you're the Rockies, so anything counts.
Right. Somebody says from the 6-2, well, Drew Nixon could play on the tour. LOL. Seven handicap. I mean, he's a damn good golfer. I'd like to see him and Speck go at it. That's what I want.
Would they
see.
Be pretty even or?
Maybe. I mean, I think Speck's got maybe a slight edge. Speck's probably like a 4 or 5 handicap. Drew's a 7, so not much.
Okay, Speck that would
might,
be good.
Speck
yeah.
might have to give Drew 2 pops, 1 each side.
You played your first round recently, right? Because you went on like a little. Yeah. Rehab, sabbatical, got to get my swing back, got to get the mind right.
You playing today?
No.
But you played an 18 recently, right? For the first time.
Didn't go well.
Damn it.
We're still lost.
Damn it.
We'll come back.
It'll be back.
We'll get found. No, I'm not playing today. You'll come home covered in mud,
dude. You're
going
to sleep.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Yeah, we're leaving right after the show. He needs to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm going on about 3 hours of sleep total.
Oh, yeah. Is Alex in yet? I can't see behind me.
Cody's hair is completely disheveled. You'll see it on the camera. He did not shower this morning. They got home about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Woo. I don't see Alex yet.
I thought I saw him walk in.
Oh, maybe you did. He's not sitting in there, so I'm
Well, he had the easy ride. He got to ride shotgun, and he could have slept. That would have been a Richard move.
I was just going
to
say, that's a D move.
Yeah.
Last night.
We're in this together, baby.
Yeah, you switch. You alternate drivers.
Now it's not my car.
You got to alternate at that time
of
night.
Some people are kind of like picky, though, when you're driving your car, because they're like, I'll drive. It's my car. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like and if then you fall asleep in Columbia and you're on the side of the road and you roll down the window.
But do you have a new plan to fix baseball?
I do because I'm trying to this Rockies thing, right?
Yeah.
The 10 and 50. Like what's the.
They won a series, man.
I know. Thank God. What are we doing here? Them, they suck. The Marlins suck. There's a lot of, you know, sucky sucks out there when it comes to Major League Baseball. And there's a lot of bad owners out there. This guy in Colorado, the Angels owners, these are bad owners, right? They just don't care about winning. And so. People don't seem to be into my relegation in Major League Baseball, so I want to expand Major League Baseball, actually. Mm-hmm. And I want to expand it to 32 teams, right? It's a nice round number. However, only the best 26 teams record-wise from the prior season are eligible for the postseason the next year. And so in order to be postseason eligible at the start of the 2025 season, you would had to have finished in the top 26 when it comes to records in 2024.
Okay.
If not, you still get to be a Major League Baseball team, but you're not eligible for the playoffs. And so you can play your way back in. But now you have incentive for these owners to actually spend money. We're not relegating you. We're not taking away your TV money. We're not kicking you out of Major League Baseball. But why would your fan go to a game if you're 27-32, right? You're not going to make that kind of money. So it forces you now to go out there and upgrade your roster. So when you do start a season, you have an opportunity to play for the postseason. And I think that, from my standpoint, may be the best way to go about this. It's not relegation, but if you're not one of the top 26 teams the year prior, you're not eligible for the postseason the next year. And nobody wants to be put in that category. Nobody wants to open the doors on opening day in Major League Baseball and know at that point in time, no matter what you do, you have no chance of getting in. Now, if you have a great season that following year, you can play your way back in to the top 26. But for that year, when you fell out of the top 26, no playoffs for you the following year. Now play your way back in.
From a Twitter handle, Rockies rewarded for 10th win with pizza party at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, I mean, I think the other thing that would maybe, I don't know if this actually would. I haven't really thought about it in the long term. Shortening the season, I think, would help too.
Well, no doubt.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, what is Colorado playing for the rest of the season? Right? When are they going to call up Charlie Condon? That's the number one prospect in their system. That's the number one sought-after card outside of Jack Caglione, which, by the way, you saw that MLB debut patch. Yeah, that thing's going on a Topps card. It'll be a one-of-one auto MLB debut. Jack told us in Springfield that if anybody gets that, there will be a negotiation happening.
Oh, so really?
That pack will drop in the fall, according to Alex Gold, who's well involved in that sort of information. But yeah, that pack will come out in the fall, and that will be the number one baseball card everyone will seek. Is that in the next holiday kid who will be drafted number one overall by the Washington Nationals? But that debut patch card will be sick, and you might get
get the whole patch in that.
It's like they'll have either the whole patch or they'll have like a little bit of it, because like there's a Derek Jeter auto card that has like his Michael Jordan glove part on there. There's some that the ones a lot of people like are when they have dirty jerseys, and it's like half of the dirty jersey on the card. Yeah, they're sick. But yeah, that Caglione one will be an absolute like golden ticket Willy Wonka moment for every baseball card follower, seeker, and everything. It'd be cool if you found it, because it'd be one of one. There will only be one of them in the entire world.
That's awesome. I like to be the guy who places that in a pack and knows exactly where
it is,
right?
Yeah.
I know where that is. Yeah. That's in the Alamogordo, New Mexico, right? Let's go. Get out there and get it. Let's do this thing. But baseball's in a really good spot right now. Yeah. Their TV ratings are huge at this point in time. ESPN, best ratings in 8 years, and the numbers are flying off the charts for baseball right now. Attendance is up in a big way at Major League Baseball games. This is now an opportunity, man, to kind of fix the sport a little bit and say, hey, we know we have some teams that aren't trying. Angels, Rockies, you know, some of these teams are not trying to win at the big league level. So let's make them feel the pain a little bit, not make them postseason eligible.
I like it. We got a couple texts on it. 816, that is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Why?
And then we've got, I want to hear why.
Well, tell me why you think that's a bad thing, because you're probably a person that just sits around and thinks it's okay for teams to tank and be really, really bad. And I hate to use the word tank, because tank means you have a plan moving forward. I don't think the Rockies have a plan.
620 says, I like it, Bob. I'd make one change. You can be in the playoffs the next season only if you win your division.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that either.
I think that's
good to make a stipulation. The only problem with that scenario is for the teams that were close. You would lose fan participation for a year, because who's going to spend money to watch a team that can't go anywhere?
That sucks. It's too bad. Those are the consequences. You're absolutely right about that. As an owner, do better. Don't be a douche. You know, I mean, like, that's
really sound like you want to be here anyway.
Right, exactly. Like, you look at the Rockies owner doing nothing to make that ball club better, but yet they're still support. I think they're 18th in attendance this year.
Wow. Wow, that's impressive. Really?
Yes.
Jeez. Well, then that debunks that. I mean, they're already showing up for nothing.
Well, I think it's a lot of people that just want to go to the stadium. It's downtown. It's something to do.
Something to do.
You know, you're there.
Well, okay. It's the same. It doesn't really matter.
I mean, the Marlins are, you know, terrible this year. Nobody's going to those games. Pittsburgh is another one. I saw a tweet this morning. Paul Skeens is the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, and the Pirates are worse off this year than they were last year with Paul Skeens.
Yeah, somebody tweeted out and said, Paul Skeens about to go 7-16 with a 2.08 ERA and win the Cy Young. He's having an 0-9 Greinke year.
He is. I mean, it's so bad for that. Like, the Pirates, you don't need a team anymore. You know, like they're like, you know, the White Sox, what they're doing right now, you need to take a couple of years to reset your thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Tampa for all those years that were bad and whatnot. There has to, unless we're going to get a salary cap and a salary floor in this game, which the players are against, there has to be some pressure put on these owners to put together a product that is major league quality. Like, yeah, no, you don't have that problem in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Or just, you know, cut the season down in half and combine like four teams. Have the Rockies and Marlins collab.
But they would never do that because it takes away jobs, and the Players Association would never agree to that. So you're expanding it to 30.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
32 teams creating more jobs, but sorry, the bottom 8 teams, you're not eligible for the playoffs the following year. Mm-hmm. I don't mind if you win the division
thing. I like to win the division thing, yeah.
I don't hate that.
913 says, I like the idea, Bob. Expand to Dominican, Puerto Rico, more into Canada to round out the league.
I'm fine with that, yeah. I mean, Nashville will be getting a team in probably Montreal at this point in time.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.